下午我们要将马太福音八章一节到第四节啊，继续做一些引申的学习。
This afternoon we would like to continue to study in depth Matthew chapter 8 verse 1 to 4.
请我们翻开马太福音第八章。
Let's turn our Bible to Matthew chapter 20, chapter 8.
第八章第一节，耶稣下了山，有许多人跟着他。
Chapter 8, verse 1, when he had come down from the mountain, great multitude followed him.
当我们学习了圣经的道理，我们应该立志来跟随耶稣。
After having learned the truth in the Bible, we need to make a determination to follow our Lord Jesus.
第二节有一个长大麻风的来拜他说，主若肯，必能叫我洁净了。
Verse 2, and behold, a leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you're willing, you can make me clean.
这个长麻风病的人，他来求主耶稣的医治。
This person with leprosy came and asked Jesus for healing.
第三节，耶稣伸手摸他说：“我肯，你洁净了吧。”他的大麻风立刻就洁净了。
Verse 3, then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, "I'm willing, be cleansed." Immediately the leprosy was cleansed.
主耶稣听了他的请求，主耶稣也答应了。他的请求。
Jesus heard his cry and plead, and Jesus also granted his wish.
这里说这个人他是长了大麻风。
Here we can see that this person has leprosy.
如果根据利未记对这个麻风的定义，我们可以看到他应该分成两方面。
According to the definition of leprosy, in the Deuteronomy,he could be sick in two different ways.
从广义来讲啊，它指着就是皮肤的疾病。
In more general terms, he probably have some kind of illness with his skin.
那另外一个狭义的就是所谓真正的麻风病。
And more narrowly defined, he may really have leprosy.
那但是他们有一个共同的特性啊，就是他们会扩散。
But in either case, they're contagious.
会在自己的身体上扩散。
It will continue to spread on his own body.
那还有就是它会传染。
And it can also be contagious to others.
那这个真正的麻风病啊，它真的是蛮可怕的一种疾病。
If someone has real leprosy, it's actually a very scary disease.
因为这种病可以拖20年到30年
，because one could be inflicted with leprosy for 20-30 years.
当一个人在感染之后呢，他可能会要经过几个月甚至几年，他才会有症状出来。
A person who has leprosy may not show any signs or symptoms until several months or couple years later.
所以他就是隐藏在身体里头呢，甚至经过了几年，他才这个。表现出来。
This is a sickness that could be somewhat hidden for quite some time before it's manifested.
那一开始会让我们局部的神经会失去它的作用。
Initially, some parts of our nerves may begin to lose its function.
就是失去它的感觉。
You may begin to lose some feelings in certain part of your body.
比如说手脚开始觉得僵硬。
For example, your extremities may begin to feel numb.
然后开始从皮肤开始溃烂。
And then your skin will begin to rot.
那这个溃烂很可怕，就是连骨都会溃烂。
And the rotting will continue even down to your bones.
那也会发生在人的脸部啊，让人的脸都变形了。
And it could even affect someone's face to the point that their facial features are changed.
那因为会传染啊，所以啊，必须。被隔离。
Because it can be very contagious, therefore a leper must be quarantined.
那一个人有麻风病，最后就是死于这个麻风病。
And usually a leper will die of leprosy.
那不是马上的，而有时候拖20年、30年。
They don't die quickly, but often they will it drags on for 20-30 years.
就是一个人慢慢的被这个疾病把它吞吃了。
And in other words, a person's life will be slowly consumed by this disease.
那这个对我们人的这个属灵的生命、人的灵性是一个很好的一种表征。
This is actually a good symbolism for someone's spiritual health.
人都有 人潜藏的一些罪性跟私欲。
As humans, we all have some hidden lust or sinful nature in us.
就好像这个麻风病隐藏在一个人的身体里头。
Just like the leprosy, the disease could be hidden in a person.
它可能不会马上的这个有症状出来。
And perhaps it may not be symptomatic so quickly.
那人隐藏在人里头的这个私欲啊，它会渐渐的演变成为有行为的罪。
And often this sinful lust, sinful nature inside of us will eventually evolve into some sinful act.
一个人的良心渐渐的消失，渐渐的麻痹。
A person's conscience may become dull.
开始会觉得有罪恶感。
In the beginning, they may feel guilty.
会觉得有点怕怕的。
They may feel scared even.
但是良心渐渐失去功能。
But as their conscience become duller.
对一个基督徒来讲，他也会渐渐的消灭圣灵的感动。
They may begin to quench that movement of the Holy Spirit.
那就演变会有罪的行为出来。
And eventually they will begin to act, to have actions,
sinful actions. 一个人的人格渐渐的受到负面的影响。
And their character will begin to be negatively impacted.
那人格被影响了，再来就是生活的形态也就开始转变。
And their lifestyle will begin also to begin to turn.
一个人渐渐失去那种基督徒应该有的形象。
And over time, the person will gradually lose the image or the lifestyle of a Christian.
当一个人渐渐没有那个基督徒的形象的时候，他也会开始就离开神的家。
And naturally, they will stray away from the house of God.
最后失去了永恒的盼望。
And in the end, they will lose the hope of eternal life.
我们请参考一下雅各书第一章。
Let's refer to James chapter 1.
雅各书第一章十五节。
James chapter 1 verse 15。
十五节，私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既长成，就生出死来。
Verse 15. Then when desire has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and sin, when it's fully grown, brings forth death.
很多事情都会有它的一个过程。
There's a process to everything.
一开始不会就是等于结果。
The beginning is not necessarily the end.
那一开始没有去留意的话，它就会一步一步的走向结果。
And if you don't pay attention to what happens in the beginning, it will evolve into what might happen at the end.
一个真的染上麻风病的人，最后的结果就是死于麻风病。
A person who truly are inflicted with leprosy will eventually die of leprosy.
所以难怪这个人他来求主耶稣医治他。
This is the reason why this person came and asked Jesus for healing.
这个人因为他有麻风病，所以他求主医治他的麻风病。
Because he has leprosy, he asked Jesus for the very healing of leprosy.
那今天我们要求主医治我们。
Today, we too also need to ask the Lord to heal us.
医治我们什么？
To heal us of what?
既然我们马太福音讲的是麻风病，所以我们也要求主医治我们的麻风病。
As referred to in Matthew chapter 8, we too also need to ask Jesus to heal us of leprosy.
当然我们在座的没有一个人是有麻风病。
Obviously, none of us sitting here are physically have leprosy.
甚至我们的皮肤都保养得很好，甚至连皮肤病都没有。
In fact, we take such good care of our own body that we don't have any problem with our skins.
但是我们要来思考一下这个麻风病它所代表的几项特定的属灵的过患或者属灵的罪。
But we can think about what leprosy may represent in our spiritual life.
我们请看利未记十三章。
Let's turn to Leviticus.
利未记第十三章。
Chapter 13, Leviticus chapter 13.
第三章第二节。
Verse 2.
第二节，人的肉皮上若长了疖子，或长了癣，或长了火斑，在他肉皮上成了大麻风的灾病，就要带到 将他带到祭司亚伦或亚伦做祭司的一个子孙面前。
Verse 2, when a man has on the skin of his body a swelling, a scab, or a bright spot, and it become on the skin of his body like a leprous sore, he shall be brought to Aaron the priest or to one of his sons of the priest.
这里说当一个人的皮肤上面有这些现象的时候就要去给祭司查验。
Here it says that as soon as a person have even a slight sign of what may be leprous, they need to be examined by the priest.
那这个祭司他要有一定的过程来观察，然后来判定这个人是不是有麻风病。
And the priest has to follow a specific procedure to examine if this person really have leprosy.
那在第二节高提到的有三种现象，就是有麻风病的嫌疑。
In verse 2, it talks about three possible signs that could point to the possibility of leprosy.
那第一个就是长了疖子。
The first is to have a swelling.
那这个英文就讲得很清楚，是凸出来的，皮肤上有一个凸出来的。
This is something that is on your skin.
这个在讲着人的这种骄傲。
A protruding sign on your skin. So this represents someone's pride.
一个人骄傲啊，就一个人想要在啊有这种想要啊在群众当中来显得突出的啊那一种心态或者举动。
This may be someone's attitude or someone's behavior that exhibit his pride.
或者这种自认为我是对的，我是最好的。
Or they believe that they're better, or they're more correct than others.
所以骄傲是一种属灵的属灵的疾病。
Pride is a type of spiritual sickness.
所以在箴言里头很多有关骄傲的这种劝勉。
The book of Proverbs teaches us a lot of important teaching about pride.
我们请看箴言十六章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 16.
箴言第十六章。
Proverbs 16.
十六章十八节。
Verse 18.
十八节，骄傲在败坏以先，狂心在跌倒之前。
Pride goes before destruction, and haughty spirit before a fall.
这个骄傲为什么那么不好？骄傲会带来这个败坏。
Here it says that pride will bring about destruction.
那这个骄傲也常常是这个撒旦他要鼓舞我们有的一种心态。
Pride is also something that Satan tend to like to incite in us.
因为这个撒旦的失败本身就是从骄傲来的。
Because Satan himself fell because of pride.
那他也要也用这个来让人来这个跟神失去一个对的关系。
So he will also use the same tactic in order to destroy our relationship with the Lord.
那这个骄傲也常常是惹神不高兴的一个事情。
Pride is also the root cause of many things that displeases God.
所以约翰在约翰一书里头讲到什么是世界上的事情。
That's why in 1 John he talks about what is in this world.
在这个世界上我们要去谨慎留意的是哪些事情。
What are the things we need to be careful of and to pay attention to in this world?
其中的一个项目就是今生的骄傲。
One of the three items is the pride of life.
那我们也从圣经里头看到一些人物，他们失败的原因就是骄傲。
We've also seen many good examples in the Bible where people failed due to their pride.
有时候我们在生活当中，我们自己感觉到是神在管教我。常常也是因为我们的骄傲。
Sometimes in our own life, we will clearly feel that God is chastising us because of our pride.
那我们来看圣经的一个例子，历代志下二十六章。
Let's turn to a biblical example in 2 Chronicles.
历代志下二十六章十六节。
Verse 26, 2 Chronicles chapter 26, verse 16.
十六节。 这个乌西亚王他既强盛，就心高气傲，以致行事邪僻，干犯主他的神，啊，进主的殿要在香坛上烧香。
Here, chapter 26, verse 16, King Uzziah, when he was strong in his heart and was lifted up to his destruction, he transgressed against the Lord God by entering the temple of the Lord and to burn incense to the altar of the incense.
在这里讲到乌西亚王啊，他啊强盛起来。
Here it says that King Uzziah was strong.
那他的强盛呢，就记载在26章的后半部分。
And his strength was recorded in second part of chapter 26.
那神的百姓的强盛啊，常常是跟遵守神的教训、得神的祝福有关系。
Often the people of God become strong because they obey God.
那有神的祝福，这是好的。
It is good to have God's blessing.
遵守神，尤其遵守神的教训而蒙神的福。这个是好的。
Particularly, the blessing that we receive after obeying God is a positive thing.
但是更进一步的，我们人啊，在这种蒙福当中啊，要留意的，不要让自己骄傲。
But what's even more important is that when we are enjoying the blessing of God, we need to be careful not to become prideful.
所以这里说这个王他强盛，他就心高气傲。
So here it says that this king was strong, but his heart was also lifted up.
因为人的这个罪性里头包括着骄傲。
Part of our sinful nature inside of us is pride.
尤其在人很成功、很顺利的时候，更容易骄傲。
Especially when someone is very successful, it's easy for them to become prideful.
为什么骄傲这么不好？
Why is it so bad to be proud?
这里讲这个王呢，他就行事很邪僻。
Here it says that this king transgressed against God.
这个想要做的事情呢，就已经不太正确。
What he intend to do in his heart is already incorrect.
那我要做有什么？为什么不可以？
He has the power to do whatever he wants.
所以一个骄傲的人，他开始他的行事为人呢，会开始不正确。
So, someone who is proud will begin to act in his own accord.
那在这个时候，这个王他想要做什么事情
？At this time, what does this king want to do?
这里。十六节告诉我们，他想要进神的殿，在香坛上来烧香。
Verse 16 says that he wished to enter the temple of God to burn incense on the altar.
这是拜神的活动。
This is an act of worshiping God.
但是这个神规定是让祭司来做。
But God has a rule that only the priest could perform this task.
那这个王认为说，我是王，为什么我不能做这个事情。
The king feels very confident and say, "Well, I am the king. I get to do whatever I want."
所以这个祭司就阻挡他说，王，你不可以做这个事情。
So the priest tried to stop him and say, "King, you shall not do this."
但是这王呢，他因为骄傲，所以他也不听。
But because of his pride, he refused to listen.
我们来看他的结果。
Let's see what happened to him in the end.
十九节。
Verse 19.
乌西亚就发怒，手拿着香炉要烧香。他向祭司发怒的时候，在神殿中香坛旁众祭司面前，额上忽然发出大麻风。
Verse 19, then Uzziah became furious, and he had a censer in his hand to burn incense. And while he was angry with the priest, leprosy broke out on his forehead before the priest in the house of the Lord beside the incense altar.
所以就马上的在他额头上就长出麻风来。
So immediately leprosy broke out on his forehead.
他成为一个要被隔离的人。
He became somebody that must be quarantined.
他永远不能够再进神的殿。
He could no longer enter into the temple of God.
这个损失是没有办法去做比较的。
What a great loss.
在利未记十三章第二节提到所谓麻风的另外一种现象呢，就是这个长这个癣。
The second manifestation of a leprosy is a scab.
那这个常常会在一个人的身上，可能开始的时候是一小部分。
And often this would start with a very small area on a person's body.
那不去管它的话，它会 渐渐的扩散。
And if you don't pay attention to it, it may begin to expand, spread.
甚至有时候你用了药，它还是扩散。
And even if you apply some medicine on it, it will continue to spread.
所以有时候有人说我身上长了这个很顽固的这种皮肤病。
Some people might say I have contracted some very stubborn skin disease.
不管它，它扩散。
If I don't pay attention to it, it will spread.
但是去处理它了，它还是继续的扩散。
But if I try to treat it, it will continue to spread anyway.
哪一种属灵的病啊，是会这样子很容易一直扩散的？
What kind of spiritual disease will continue to spread?
人的这种嫉妒跟骄傲。
It is the pride and the jealousy of man.
人都知道，这种嫉妒啊，嫉妒跟厌恨啊，这个不好。
We all know that jealousy and hatred is something bad.
这种嫉妒骄傲会把人推到一个狭窄的空间里头。
Pride and jealousy will confine us in a small corner.
现在我们讲嫉妒跟厌恨啊。
So we're talking about jealousy and hatred.
这个都会扩散。
Both of these will spread.
如果没有得医治的话，它会一直扩散。
Unless we receive healing, it will continue to spread.
比如说厌恨。
For example, hatred.
一开始你是恨一个人。
Perhaps.
或者是对一个人生气。
It may start with just being angry with someone.
但是会扩散到越来越多的人，你都对他们不高兴，甚至怀恨。
But after a while, you will begin to be upset with more than one person, you will begin to hate multiple people.
本来你认为只有一个敌人。
Even though in the beginning you may think you only have one enemy.
因为嫉妒，你觉得说这个人是你的敌人。
Because of jealousy, you think that this person is your enemy.
如果没有得到医治，它会扩散，你的敌人，我们的敌人越来越多。
But if we are not cured or healed from this spiritual disease, we will, our enemy will multiply.
在圣经里头很多这样的例子。
There are many of such examples in the Bible.
我们先来看箴言怎么讲。
Let's first take a look at what Proverbs says about jealousy.
请看箴言第十章。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 10.
箴言第十章十二节。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12.
十二节，恨能挑起争端，爱能遮掩一切过错。
Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sins.
很多争端怎么引起的？就是从恨来的。
Many strife are stirred up because of hatred.
很多严重的这种犯罪的行为是怎么开始的？
There are many wrongdoing or criminal activities and how do they begin?
动手杀人，这个是就是很严重的罪行。
To murder somebody is a very serious crime.
很多时候就是从嫉妒厌恨来的。
But often it started with jealousy and hatred.
该隐为什么杀了亚伯？
Why did Cain kill his brother Abel?
就是从这种嫉妒厌恨来的。
Because he was jealous and he hated his brother.
因为他发现神悦纳亚伯的祭。
Because he discovered that God was pleased with Abel's offering.
他没有反省自己。
He did not examine himself.
他让这种嫉妒厌恨在他的心里头来扩散。
Instead, he allowed jealousy and hatred to continue to grow in his heart.
我们对任何一个人，我们都有可能嫉妒他，甚至恨他。
It is possible for us to be jealous or hate anyone.
所以这个属灵的病，就像麻风那样子。真的很可怕。
This spiritual disease, just like leprosy, can be very scary.
人会恨自己的配偶。
Some people may even hate their own spouse.
儿女有时候会恨自己的父母。
The children may hate their own parents.
是的，常常是有一些原因来造成。
Yes, it's true that there might be good reasons or some reasons to stir up this jealousy or hatred.
但是我们应该去胜过环境。
But we need to overcome.These conditions.
我们应该去跳脱那个环境的瑕疵。
We need to be able to transcend beyond the circumstances.
那我们人实在是很脆弱的，很没力量的。
As human, we're very weak and very fragile.
所以我们必须要向这马太福音第八章的这一个人到主耶稣面前求主医治我们。
This is why, just like the leper in Matthew chapter 8, we need to come before Jesus to ask for this healing.
我们看到以色列人第一代的王扫罗，他也是患了这一个，他也是有这种病。
If we recall the very first king of the Israelites, King Saul also was afflicted with this very same disease.
他把国家的英雄最后把他当成是敌人。
Because of his jealousy, he actually looked at the heroes of his country as his own enemies.
他把那个对国家有功劳的人，他把他当成敌人。
And those who contributed to his kingdom, he saw them as enemies.
他没有想到说他自己的过患。
He never really thought about his own wrongdoings.
他只嫉妒说神现在一直跟大卫同在。
Instead, he was very jealous of David, whom God worked with.
这个人将来要当王，这变成扫罗心中的恨。
Because of the threat of David, he began to hate David.
这个扫罗带着军队是应该去跟非利士人征战。
Saul was supposed to take his army to fight against the enemy, the Philistines.
但是我们却看到他常常是带着军队要追杀这个大卫。
But instead, we often see him taking his own army to chase after David.
所以这种病如果没有得到医治，你看多可怕。
So think of how scary this may be if a person is not cured of this spiritual disease.
该做的事情没有去做。
They're not doing what they're supposed to do.
而反而去做一些不应该去做的事情。
But instead, they spend their time and effort doing what they're not supposed to do.
利未记十三章第二节讲到第三种现象。
In Leviticus chapter 13, verse 2 talks about the third phenomenon.
它叫做这个火斑。
And it's called a bright spot.
这 spot 就这个斑呢、啊，就是不是很大的啊，不是很明显的。
These spots are not very big in size.
同样的，你不去留意它，它就会成为。很严重的皮肤病。
But if you don't treat it, it will turn into a very serious skin disease.
这在提醒我们，在我们的生活里头，会有一些的小小的过失啊，或者不太好的习惯。
This reminds us of the minor mistakes we may make in our life, or things that are not so serious, the bad habits.
在生活当中可能。家里的人知道，别人都不知道。
Perhaps there's something that we like to do at home that nobody else will know except our family.
甚至连家里的人都不知道，只有我们自己知道。
Or maybe there might be something that no one else in our family knows except we ourselves.
感觉上只是我生活当中的一个小瑕疵也没有去伤害到别人。
You may think that well, this is just a small blemish. It doesn't hurt anybody.
同样的。没有去留意，没有去处理的话，它会造成后来严重的伤害。
But just like we mentioned before, if you don't pay attention to it, if you don't treat it, then it will turn into something serious.
我们到底有没有这种现象？
Do we have this kind of problem?
我们自己最清楚。
We will know our the best.
不要再觉得说这没什么关系。
Don't write it off and think this is not a big deal.
反正我也没有伤害到别人。
Well, I'm not hurting anybody anyway. That might be an excuse.
enjoy 在这个小小的坏习惯上面。
I'll just continue to enjoy in this bad habit.
这只是生活当中的一个小点缀。
This is only a small blemish in my life.
但是这个也可以被算作是属灵上的麻风病。
But this could be considered a spiritual leprosy.
我们一样的。来到神面前求他医治我们。
We also need to come before God and ask Him to heal us.
为什么成为了一个小小的坏习惯？也就是说，我们改不了。为什么说是一个小小的坏习惯
？Why would we call it a habit or a bad habit? It's because we can't change it.
如果能够把它戒掉的话，那就不是习惯。
If you could get rid of it, then it wouldn't be considered a habit.
那特别要提起的就是我们在言语上的这种过失。
This in particular refers to the errors of our speech.
一个人如果整天都不讲话，这个是不健康的。
It is not healthy for a person to not utter a single word throughout a day.
这个能够有嘴巴能够讲话， 啊，这个就这也是神的神的恩典，神的恩赐。
In fact, it's God's gift and God's blessing that we have a mouth that we can speak.
啊，但是不要用言语，啊，我们要努力的，不要在言语上面有过患。
But we need to be careful not to sin in our words.
啊，那当然我们啊都很知道，哦，我们要谨慎我们的言语。
We all know that we have to be careful of our words.
哦，但是我们也有一些很容易的在生活当中脱口而出的一些话。
But sometimes we will utter words that might not be intentional.
哦，这个结果呢，就造成了不必要的误会。
And consequently, it may bring about some misunderstanding.
哦，甚至造成了不必要的这种伤害。
Or it may unintentionally hurt somebody.
哦，真的有些人什么都好，啊，就是嘴巴不太好。
There are people who are good with everything except his or her words.
哦，心地很好，但是嘴巴常常不能讲出来让人能够接受的话。
They may have a good heart, but somehow when they speak, they offend people with their words.
哦，这个也很乐意的去爱人，去帮助人，但是总是说不出好话。
They have a good heart to help others, but somehow they are very offensive with their words.
哦，那人就是人，人第一个最容易接受的就是对方所讲的话。
But as humans, we're naturally impacted by the words that are spoken to us.
哦，那啊，我虽然是小小的毛病啊，但是我们知道它会造成大的伤害。
Even though these may be considered as small problems, but it could bring great damages.
哦，如果用言语伤害了别人，我们自己也不会好受的。
I bet if you hurt somebody with your words, you will not feel good either.
哦，尤其是你的心根本不是这样子。
Particularly if you didn't mean to hurt somebody.
那你会更觉得难受。
You will really feel bad.
哦，那我们生活当中，就这种像火般的小毛病。啊，我们也要求主医治。
So we need to pay attention to these bright spots in our life and ask God to heal us.
好，我们再请看到利未记十三章。
Let's turn back to Leviticus chapter 13.
利未记十三章四十节。
Chapter 13, verse 40.
四十节，啊，要吩咐人把那有灾病的。十三章，对不起，十三章四十节，人头上的发若掉了，他不过是啊头秃，还是洁净。
Verse 40, as for the man whose hair has fallen from his head, he is bald, but he is clean.
哦，有的人头顶会掉头发，哦，那这个啊，不是这个病啊。
So according to this passage, people whose hair fall from their head, they do not have a skin disease.
啊，四十一节，他顶前若掉了头发，他不过是顶蒙秃，还是洁净。
Verse 41, he whose hair has fallen from his forehead, he is bald on his forehead, but he is clean.
哦，所以啊，有些男士哈，他们会秃头哈，那这个秃头，这个啊，这个不是不洁净。
Some men will lose their hair, and this is not considered unclean.
42节,
Verse 42.
头突处或是顶门突处，若有白中带红的灾病，这就是大麻风发在他，啊，头突处或者顶门突处。
Verse 42. And if there is on the bald head or bald forehead a reddish white sore, it is leprosy breaking out on his bald head or on his bald forehead.
但是如果有四十二节所描述的这个现象，那个就是要被怀疑说是不是有长麻风。
Verse 42 describes a condition that might become a leprosy.
那四十三节、四十四节就讲到，就要到祭司面前。啊，让祭司来查验。
And verses 43 and 44 talks about how this person must come before the priest to be examined.
哦，这个啊，利未记所定义的这个麻风的灾病啊，包括长在头顶上的。
So in the book of Leviticus, when they talk about leprosy, it includes these conditions that happens on someone's head or forehead.
哦，那这个在代表着啊，今天我们在灵性上， 我们的思想，我们的观念是不是有变？
This refers to our thought and our ideologies.
当然，如果有错误的思想跟观念，这就是一种灵性上的变。
Of course, if we have some incorrect ideas or ideologies, then it is considered a spiritual disease.
我们生活在今天的这个世代里头，这个是会是一个越来越严重的现象。
This is becoming a more serious problem in today's generation.
今天的资讯你有时候挡都挡不住。
There is so much information coming our way, we can't even resist.
它就是这样子的，就在我们的周遭，甚至就强而有力的想要攻进来。
We're inundated by information, and they continue to try to occupy our mind.
我们来看一下圣经怎么讲这个挪亚的世代。
But let's take a look at what the Bible says about Noah's generation.
创世纪六章第五节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 5.
第五节，神见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of the man was great in the earth, and that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually.
相信在挪亚的世代是没有我们今天的这些资讯的发达。
I'm sure in Noah's generation, they don't have the advancement of information technology of our day today.
但是他们那个世代都会演变成说，人终日所想的都是恶。
But even in that generation, every intent of the thoughts of men were evil.
那我们今天的世代更不用说。
So this is not to mention our generation.
那带来的影响，第一个就是怀疑神、否定神。
The first potential phenomenon is that people begin to deny or forget about God.
今天所谓的基督徒他不一定相信神的。
Today, there are some Christians who actually do not believe in God.
尤其是所谓那些所谓的神学家，他不一定是相信神。
Particularly the so-called theologians, they don't necessarily believe in the existence of God.
他们只是研究圣经但是不一定相信神。
Their job is to study the scripture, but it doesn't necessarily mean that they believe in God.
这些人所带给我们的、带给人的这个观念当然也是没有神的。
So their theories and their ideas may not necessarily bring us closer to God.
因为受了这些这个世界的这种思想的冲击人渐渐的对纯正的道理，甚至会感到厌烦。
Today, people may get sick of the genuine truth because they're inundated by secular thoughts.
我们请参考提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4.
提摩太后书第四章第三节。
2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 3.
第三节，因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师父。
Verse 3, chapter 4, For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desire, because they have itching ear, and they will heap up for themselves teachers.
第四节，并且掩耳不听真道，偏向荒谬的言语。
Verse 4, And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables.
这个是保罗对提摩太的一段 的勉励。
This is the encouragement from Paul to Timothy.
因为保罗他即将要殉道。
But Paul is about to die martyr.
那保罗跟提摩太你将来你会遇到的情况是怎样？
And he forewarned Timothy what he may encounter later on.
就是第三节、第四节所描述的。
And that's described here in verses 3 and 4.
那我想这两节更是我们今天的世代的情形。
And I believe these two verses truly depict the generation today.
这个不但在讲这个教会以外的人，甚至教会里头的人。也会有这种现象。
I believe this is not only describing the secular ideas outside of a church, but we could even find the same phenomenon inside the church.
但是保罗对提摩太接下来第五节说，你还是要做好你传道的功夫。
But Paul says, regardless of these things happening, you have to continue to persist in your evangelism.
是的，这也是今天我们的情况，但是道理还。福音还是要传。
Indeed, even though we face these challenges, we need to continue to persist in our ministry.
那这个思想的事情那 更是难以去对付。
It is very difficult, challenging to counter the wrong ideology.
哦，过去铅笔写字写得不好，不喜欢把它擦掉。
In the past, if there's a writing that you don't like, you could erase it or delete it.
今天我们用电脑，你打了一段文字，你不喜欢，你就把它整个 delete 掉。
Today, on the computer, you could also delete a paragraph of text that you don't like.
如果问你说你真的要 delete 吗？你按一个 yes 就没有了。
It might be prompted to be sure you want to delete. If you confirm, it will be deleted.
你连续听一首歌听了几次？
If you listen to some songs for a few times,
你接着说我不喜不要这一首歌了。
If you are sick of listening to that song,
你把它 delete 掉。
You could delete it.
你会 delete 吗
？Can you delete it out of your head, out of your mind?
三不五十的那个旋律，那个歌词，还是在你的脑海里头转。
Once in a while, that same song or the lyrics will come back into your head.
当一个思想、一个观念进来了。
When an ideology has entered into your heart, your mind,
它有时候是一直跟着我们的。
Sometimes it will stay with us for a long time.
尤其当一个人被影响了。
Especially when a person is affected by this ideology.
要怎么办
？What can you do about it?
真的要来求主耶稣医治我们。
There's really nothing more but to nothing else you could do but to come before Jesus for healing.
否则的话，真的会被这个世界的潮流把我们冲走。
Otherwise, we'll be completely washed away by the trend of this world.
会被这个世界上的思想把我们抓去。
We'll be captured and consumed by the secular doctrines.
所以这也是属灵上的一个很大的病。
And this is a serious disease, spiritually speaking.
这一个马太福音第八章的这一个人来到主耶稣面前。他求主耶稣医治。
Matthew chapter 8, this leper came before Jesus to ask for healing.
那今天我们如何求主耶稣来医治我们这些属灵的疾病
？Today, how do we ask the Lord Jesus to heal our spiritual disease?
我们当然要知道我们有病，而且承认我们有病。
First, we need to recognize and acknowledge that we have this disease.
就像这个人来到耶稣的跟前。
Just like this person who came before Jesus' feet.
我是麻风病，我不洁净，求你洁净我。
I am a leper. I am unclean. Please heal me.
就像大卫啊，他在神面前承认，在我母亲怀胎的时候，我就有了罪。
Just like David, who says that I was a sinful man before I was born.
靠我们自己，我们常常是失望的。
If we rely on our own strength, we would often be disappointed.
很多的时候是的，我们努力过了。
Often, yes, we have tried hard.
但是啊，我们又失败了。
But we failed.
我们没有办法坚持。
We cannot persist.
我们没有办法持续。
We cannot continue.
那既然来到主耶稣面前。
But now we have a chance to come before our Lord Jesus.
既然我们要求他医治我们。
If we are really willing to ask for healing.
我们也求他赐给我们信心。
We should ask him to give us faith.
相信他的怜悯，他的能力。
To believe that in his mercy and his power.
请看哥罗西书第一章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 1.
哥罗西书一章二十二节。
Colossians chapter 1 verse 22。
二十二节，但如今他借着基督肉身受死，叫你们与自己叫你们与自己和好，都成了圣洁，没有瑕疵，无可责备，把你们引到自己面前。
Verse 22, and in his body of flesh through death to present you holy and blameless and above reproach in his sight。
这里主耶稣既然已经为我们死了。
Since Jesus has already died for us,
他已经为我们流血了。
He had already shed his blood for us.
那今天借着洗礼，让我们领受他宝血的功效跟能力。
Today through baptism, through the power of his and the efficacy of his blood.
那这里说要让我们成为圣洁，要让我们没有瑕疵，无可责备。
We can be holy, blameless, and above reproach.
既然神是这样子的应许，那我们要相信。主耶稣能够医治我们。
Since this is God's promise, then we must have the faith and believe that Jesus could cleanse us of these sins.
相信他的怜悯跟他的能力。
To believe in His mercy and His power.
过去我们曾经努力过很多次。
Yes, in the past we tried our best.
不要灰心，主有能力。
But let's not be discouraged, because the Lord has the power.
甚至主耶稣伸手去摸那一个麻风病者。
Jesus reached out His own hand to touch the leper.
主耶稣来了，他就是他的目的就是要医治我们。
Jesus in fact came to this world to heal us.
哦，他说有病的人才需要医生。
He says only those who are sick needs a doctor.
我们承认在灵性上我们有病。
We acknowledge and admit that we are sick spiritually. 哦，
他要成为我们的医生。
He shall be our doctor.
他要医治我们。
He shall heal us.
这个麻风病患，他整个人生就被他的这个病毁坏了。
This leper's life was completely ruined because of the leprosy.
哦，所以我们不要让麻风病来损害了我们健康的人生。
Let us be careful not to let leprosy also ruin our life.
哦，不要让这个麻风病损害了我们美丽的人生。
Let's not let the leprosy ruin our beautiful life.
求主耶稣医治我们的麻风病。
Let's ask the Lord to heal us of leprosy.
唱诗四十七首。
Let's sing hymn 47.
Into the peace of thy shepherd.
们都来到主耶稣的面前。
We have all come before Jesus.
其中有一件很重要的目的就是我们要求主耶稣来医治我们。
One of the most important purpose of coming to Him is to ask for healing.
所以我们想想看在我们的信仰生活里头到底我们有没有什么疾病？
Let's reflect on whether we have any spiritual disease.
我们谦卑地求主医治我们。
Let's come humbly before Him and ask for Him to heal us.
信实的真神他一定会伸手医治我们。
Our faithful Lord will definitely reach out His hand to heal us.
他愿意让我们拥有一个更美丽的人生。
He is willing to give us a more beautiful life.
我们也应该拥有一个更美丽的人生。
And we should possess a more beautiful life.
我们一起祷告。
Let's kneel down and pray together.